ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Every government decision should have biodiversity taken into account, which I thought already existed, but yeah, that was probably the biggest shock.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. In October 2022, Ireland held its first Children and Young People's Assembly on Biodiversity Loss. Designed with children and young people, the Assembly brought together 35 randomly selected members aged between 7 and 17. The goal of the Assembly was to explore, discuss and create calls to action on how to protect and restore biodiversity in Ireland. This week, we spoke to two of the participants, Laura and Connor, and they told us all about the experience. Connor, I want to ask you a little bit about the Assembly itself. I know it's coming up to 2 years now as well, but could you tell some of our listeners that might not know what were the day-to-days that you were doing there?
So basically, it was just kind of doing like fun activities to kind of learn about biodiversity and kind of make it almost a second nature to kind of recycle and stuff and just kind of get that into your head.
And Laura, for you, was this something that you were used to? Were you passionate about this before the Assembly, or was it as you learned more and more, it gradually became just part of your life as such?
Yeah, I was definitely passionate going into it. I was involved in like Green Schools Committee in school and stuff, and obviously tried to help out my local area in terms of like biodiversity loss as well. But having gone into it, I then understood like the mass of the work that we would do and how important it would be.
You guys, you spend so much time in classrooms. Do you think that there is a need to update the curriculum now? Do you think that the people in the classroom, you guys as students, want to learn more and more about biodiversity, about climate change?
For sure, because especially around biodiversity, it's such a theoretical thing I find in the classroom. Whereas, as Ailey was saying during our session, being out in the wild and just in nature makes you realise that that is it that's at stake, if you understand what I mean. And like, because in a classroom it's one thing and you're being taught about this damage that you're doing that you can't see, you can't hear, you can't feel, but when you can hear, see and feel what will be lost, it brings it into a whole new perspective.
Would you share that as well? Do you think that being out and in the open, in the wildlife as well, is way better than, let's say, in a classroom?
Yeah, 100% agree with that. I think because like if you're just looking at a page and you can't really do anything about it, it kind of makes you feel helpless. But if you're in like a garden full of trees and you kind of like see, oh, like this might be extinct in about like 12 years or something like that, or like this tree won't survive until it's 10 years old or something. It kind of puts into perspective and kind of makes you a little bit more passionate than looking at a piece of paper.
I think you mentioned as well about the adults and maybe the appetite for change isn't there as much as it is as a fire in the belly of a lot of young people as well. Is that what the feeling is like in the classroom? Can you speak to friends about these issues, or do you feel like it was maybe just the Assembly, or could you go into your own classroom back at school now and have proper conversations about this?
Definitely. After our first Assembly, I actually spoke to my whole year group about the work that we had done in the Assembly. There was interest there, but then again, biodiversity in a school setting is such a theoretical thing. Once we left the classroom, I'm not saying that like they don't work on it at home in their own lives, but it's just, it doesn't have the same impact after the session is finished.
Did it make the bond between all of you guys at the Assembly even more that you were so passionate about the same subject?
Yeah, definitely. We all agreed on everything and it kind of just felt like second nature to talk about stuff, because sometimes when you're talking with your mates, you kind of like, oh yeah, may put that in the bin or something, and they'd be like, nah, it's fine, like that's not going to happen, because some people don't share the same interests on you and you don't really want to like ruin a friendship over something that you believe in.
And for you guys next, obviously the Assembly is finished, but is this something that you can see yourself in the future possibly even working in, that it won't as such just be a hobby but a lifestyle for you?
Yeah, for sure. I can definitely see myself going into some kind of biodiversity science or like ecological sciences, and definitely saving the environment is a passion of mine that I will carry on into my future.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like my mom is doing a course on kind of the same thing, like biodiversity and stuff. I might go through that in college, maybe a bit of comedy, who knows.
You got to pay the college bills somehow.
Yeah, definitely.
Guys, fantastic work over the past couple of years, and I thank you for your time today.
Thanks. Thank you.
Dermot Thorney is the Director for Climate and Society at DCU. He worked alongside the children at the Assembly.
It was a bit of a step into the unknown for all of us, but you know, as soon as we met them for the first time, we got the sense that all was going to be good. But we were also very keen in designing the Assembly, the 2 weekends, that everyone, our motto was that everyone should go home at the end of it with a smile on their face. And so we were very keen to make sure that everything was fun and engaging, it wasn't like school, and that they would have a good time as well as learning and coming up with recommendations.
The members addressed the government after coming up with their 58 calls to action, and it's safe to say the Assembly has helped address a big issue by consulting with the future of the country.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.